Okay, so today is Daf Pei. We're on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Gufa. So Gemara goes back to discuss a little bit the Braisa. Gufa, the Braisa said, Hareisha Hayu Yisrael Mechsa Tahorim U Mechsa Temeim. So Klal Yisrael did the count, and we got 50-50, exactly split. 50% of Klal Yisrael is Tahor, and therefore theoretically should bring Pesach Rishon, Mechsa Temeim. And Mechsa Temeim, which means that maybe they should bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon also, Betuma. So what does the Braisa say? Halalo Osim La'atzmon, Halalo Osim La'atzmon. Yeah, what we're going to do is we have two groups here, half our Tahor, half our Tamei. Each group brings their own Korban Pesach, or could be that within each group, you bring your own Korban Pesach, and you do not mix the two. You can't have the Korban Pesach brought completely with Tumah, and you can't have the Tumah people pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So we have two separate groups of Tahor Tamei. But now, Hayu Tameyim Otvim Al Tahorim Afilo Echad. So if you have 50% Tamei plus one individual, so 50% Tamei plus one, Ya'asu Betumah, then everybody should do a Betumah, meaning the people who are Tahor don't have to be concerned about Tumah. Not that you have to Tamei them. So you can all do it. You can do it in one shot, right? Filo echad b'tuma lefi why she'ain korban tzimur cholok. Tanakam holds we don't have this idea unless we need to, like we had in the previous case of splitting up the korban pesach between tuma and tahara. Rabbi Lezer ben Masya Omer Lezer ben Masya says no ain hayachin machrius tzivu tuma. One individual cannot be the determining factor between whether or not we bring a korban pesach with tuma over tahara. An individual is not going to be sufficient. Why? Shenamar, if he takes this pasuk, he takes it really out of context. The pasuk says, "Lo tuchal lizboch es pesach be'echad she'arecha." The pasuk literally means you're not supposed to shech the korban pesach on one of your gates. It has to be in the base of the Mikdash. Asher Hashem lekach anos lecha. So he says the word echad is extra, right? Rashi says. So Rashi explains it. B'shvil yachid lo tisbechenu. Lo tuchal lizboch es pesach be'echad. So this word echad is extra, teaching us that you can't have the one person be the determining factor to decide to where we sit, where the korban pesach goes, on the tumah side or the tahara side. Okay. Rabbi Shimon says, "Afilu shevet echad tamei ushar kol hashvatim tahorim." Even if one shevet is tamei, so it seems to me that they're entire tamei, but it really means one shevet is majority tamei. If you have shevet echad tamei, and the rest of the shvatim have the majority of tahor. Halalu osim ba'asma, that shevet, let's say shevet Shimon, that shevet will do the korban pesach b'tumah. They don't have to go to pesach sheni. The halalu osim ba'asma, and all the other shvatim will bring the korban pesach b'tahara. White maitaima, why? The Rabbi Shimon, maitaima Rabbi Shimon, kasavar shevet echad ikri kahal. He says one shevet is called a kahal. So if one shevet is called a kahal, and the idea is the majority of the kahal is tamei, you can bring the Pesach Patumah on Pesach Rishon. Right, Rashi says, Ikru Kal, Umilsa Mefaris Bahorios. It's Gemara in Horios that says, Deka Amalei Rachman Ali Yaakov, Torah says about Yaakov, Goy V'Kahal Goyim Yem Mimcha. Right, he says, Kahal Goyim. Right, Yem Mimcha, V'Kfar Nodlu Kar Kol Shotim, Chutz Binyamin. Everyone was born except for Binyamin. So therefore, Hilkach, Shevet Echad Chashuv Katzibor, V'Al Mitchil Sheini. One Shevet, according to Shimon, is considered a tzibor, and if rove of that one shevet is tamei, they can bring on Pesach Rishon, and everybody else can also bring on Pesach Rishon. The only thing is, don't bring them together, don't mix and match. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yehuda says even more. Afilu shevet echad tamei, if one shevet is tamei, ushar kol hashvatim tahorim yasu betuma. We got the ability of mixing; everyone can do a betuma. Why? Because she ain't korban sirocholik. He doesn't like the idea of having distinct, you know, korban, one type of korban for the Tameis people, one type of korban for the Torah people. He says, right, so, and Rabbi Shu, so how does he do that? He makes it sound like if one shevet is Tamei, then everyone can go along and bring a betumah. He says, Rabbi Shimon Sava, shevet echra ikru kahal, one shevet is called a kahal, v'hayuluhu palga upalga. And if you have a kahal, it becomes 50-50. You have half the kahal, I mean this shevet, I don't know how that works, half the kahal, this shevet is tamei, half the kahal, all the other shvatim are tahor, so everyone can bring it in betumah, because he says, in korban tzibah cholok, adikul betumah, so everyone can do it betumah. I mean, I guess they can all mix and match and be partners. Again, I don't think it means that they have to be, you don't be metame them, so you don't have to be concerned about somebody tamei touching the korban pesach, and according to the same chabura, it's all okay. It's interesting that how much power they give to one shevet. Itmar, you have a case in the base that says as follows: Hay Yisrael Mechsa Tahorim, so 50% of Tahor, Umechsa Tameim, and 50% Tamei. So now, what we said before, right, we said before it was 50-50, we had each one bringing their own, right, that's what the previous price has said, right? It says, if they're 50-50, Halal Osin La'atzman, Halal Osin La'atzman. Rav doesn't like that. Rav doesn't like it. Hay Yisrael Mechsa Tahorim, Umechsa Tameim, Amar Rav, Echad Mehen, Betamin Echad Mehen B'Sharitz. Sharitz, we take one of the people who are Tahor, we purposely metame them b'sheretz. Now we have 50% plus one as being tame, and the whole korban. Now the korban can come bituma. Va'amai, right? Why? Why do we have to do that? We just had the previous price that said the avdu haniluchudayu, haniluchudayu. Have the tar people do tar korban. Have the tame people do a bituma. Why do you have to make one person tame in order to have the extra? You have to have the tame over outnumber the tar, right? The high amarav. Like why? Because the high amarav. Right, v'amai haniluchudayu ha'amarav la'el halal osim la'atzma halal osim la'atzma. We just said before, these people can do for this group can do for them for themselves, and this group can do for themselves. Again, why do we have to make another person tamei? So Amri, so they said, what's going on here? Hacha v'amai eskina, we're dealing with over here. He goes to have tameim otfin al tahorim echad. Remember, I mentioned before that if you have, it was 50% plus one. And we have the pasuk that says that one person can't make the determination. So we make a second person tamei. So we have two people making the determination, and now the kal can bring it for tuma. Right? Kachamai skin going to try to tameim otim al tahorim echad. Rashi says the lo chazu tahorim berishon. Try to tameim otim al tahorim echad. I don't know what that means. Okay. So ihachi the Gemara says as follows. Wait a second. If that's the case, hayiluhu ruba tameim. If we're talking about a case where there's one person who is 50 plus one person, then rovar tamei. So everyone should do betumah. So where it says, like we said before, one person, individual, can't make the be determining factor. So if we make a second person tamei, and now the second person tamei, we have rov kal tamei, and the korban pesach can be brought betumah. The Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, then Rav holds an eina yachin machria. So why do we have to make a second person tamei? If you only have one person, it's like 50%, 50%. Let this group be betumah. This group will be b'tahara. The question goes back to the beginning. Hajakush l'duchle. Nabu hadluchudayu hanuluchudayu. Each group should bring it their own. So Gemara says, no, elo hachikama. This is what it means. So you have to put together shitos. Iikatana de savar kitana kama de amr palgal pagalo avdi kula b'tuma. Number one, you have to hold that if it's 50-50, we don't, 50%, we don't go b'tuma. Right? Rather, this group goes to this group, gives b'tuma, this group gives b'tahara. The Sarvalan, you also have to hold Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Ein Korban Sibu Chalak. You also have to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says he doesn't like that idea that you split the Karbanos. He wants to have one rule when it comes to the Karbanos. And number three, therefore, Metamim Echad Meim Besharetz. That's why we're Metamim One Besharetz, because we want to make sure that we don't have different types of Karbanos. Right? If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, which is Ein Korban Sibu Chalak, then you're going to have to go to this case of trying to make somebody tame. And if you only have one person, that's not machriyos, so you have to make a second person tame. So once you combine all these shitos, then Rav makes sense. But Ula Amar, Ula says no.
We learn that you can't fix something like Hila just to make a kosher.
Okay.
So how can you do it here? You can make
Who says that it's the same rule?
I don't know why.
Okay. That's a good question. I don't know. Okay. Ula Amar, and Ula says, if it's 50-50, we don't make somebody tamei. What you do is mishalchan echamehen l'derech chokah. We're not going to purposely make someone tamei. There's another way to get out of the situation. The way to get out of the situation is send the guy far away. Send the guy far away, and therefore he won't be able to get to the azara. I don't know how far he can go in that one day, but send him far away. He won't be able to come, and that way he's going to become putter from the Pesach. He doesn't get counted with the tahorim. You don't want to make somebody tahor. Why make somebody from the Torah people tamei? Just take a Torah person and send them away. And it's the same idea. You've now diminished the Torah people by one, and now the tamei people are greater in their count than the Torah people, and everyone can do the Pesach Tumah. So the Gemara says, why do you send them away? Why do you have to send them away? You demand a b'sheretz. We had a way out. Just make him tell b'sheretz. Just touch him with a creepy crawly thing. So Gemara says, no, because Ula said, Kasavar shokhti v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. Ula said, if someone's tamei sheretz, he still can bring the Korban Pesach. Because what's going to be? He's Tamei Sharis today. He's going to go to Mikvah tonight. He's going to wait for the sunset. And he's going to become Tahor. He doesn't have to bring a Korban the next day. He becomes Tahor tonight. So there we all hold, if someone's going to become Tahor tonight, you can check the Korban Pesach for him today, because by the time the nighttime comes, when he eats the Korban Pesach, he'll be Tahor already. So the rule says, making the guy Tamei Sharis is not sufficient, because he still counts in the Tahor group. You have to send him away. So Mar says, okay, I have another Eitzah. So you have to Bemeis. Don't make him Tamei Besheretz. Have him Tamei Bemeis. Let him touch a corpse. Or stay in the room of a corpse. The guy who's Tamei Bemeis is not going to come Tahor tonight. He needs 7 days. With the Hazan and everything like that. He needs 7 days. So he says, no, that's a problem. Because if you make him Tamei Bemeis, then not only are you canceling him out for the Korban Pesach, and that's helping everybody, but Madchihu Atamei Chagigoso. Now he won't also be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, bringing his Korban Chagiga. Rashi says, Mechagigoso Shel Machar. He can't bring his Korban Chagiga on Tezvav. Remember, there's a Korban Chagiga on Yudalid? Then there's a Korban Chagiga on Tezvav, right? Sha'enu Mitamu, Sha'anu Atamitamu, Kol Shiva. Now you're making Tamei for 7 days. He won't be able to bring the Korban Chagiga the entire Yontif. So we kicked him out. Making him Tamei by the Korban Pesach, not such a big deal. So in four and a half weeks, he'll bring the Pesach Sheni. But if you make him Tamei Meis, okay, you'll bring the Pesach Sheni, but we'll knock him out from his Korban Chagiga. This guy maybe is willing to sacrifice his Pesach Rishon, but he's not going to sacrifice his complete mitzvah of the Korban Chagiga. So the Gemara says, wait a second, no. B'meis nami efshar de avid b'shvi de havishmini shelo. Why not? If you make him Tamei on Yudalid, right, if you make him Tamei on Yudalid, so when is he going to become Tahor? He's going to become Tahor, his eighth day, is the seventh day of Pesach. So if his eighth day is the seventh day of Pesach, he can bring the Korban Chagiga on the seventh day of Pesach. He has Tashlumim. So he will be able to bring the Korban Chagiga. So the Gemara says, Kasavar Ula, Kulu Tashlumim de Rishoninu. He says, no, the Korban Chagiga, it's a machlok, it's a machsechet Chagiga, but the Korban Chagiga, the Tashlumim, the makeup for a Korban that you missed, is only if when you missed it, you would have been able to bring it, but you just missed it. Not if you were puzzled from bringing it at that time. Right? So he says, the Chazi Berishon, Chazi Bekula. If someone is fit to bring it on the Rishon, and he wasn't Makavit, he has the whole week to bring it. They call Hecha the Lo Chazi Berishon, but if he was unfit to bring it on the first day, Lo Chazi Bekula, then he cannot bring it. Once he's unfit, in other words, it's not like a new Chiyav, it's a Tashlumim for what you were on that day. If you were fit on that day, then you have the ability to bring it as Tashlumim, as a makeup for the rest of the week. If you were not fit on that day, you're out. So if the guy becomes Tamei Meis, he's not fit that first day to bring the Korban Chagiga, he's out. He doesn't have Tashlumim. The Korban Pesach, he does have Tashlumim Pesach Sheni. But the Korban Chagiga, he doesn't have Tashlumim. So we don't want to do that to this guy, because we're going to knock him out completely for bringing the Chagiga. Now, Rav Nachman gives a more practical answer. Right? The question was to Ula, we said to Ula, why don't you make him, Ula says send him far away. So he said, oh no, why don't you make him Tamei Sharetz? Because he says, because he can be included in the Korban Pesach Tamei Sharetz. Ah, make him Tamei Meis, we knock him out from Korban Chagiga. Comes Rav Nachman says, Zilu v'amru leilu Ula, go tell Ula, man sayis to okr sike mashkenei v'roid. Who's going to pay for their tickets, pay for their hotel room, be ready to go in Yerushalayim, and now you're telling him, uproot yourself and leave. Where is he getting? It's not practical. Where are you getting that volunteer? Right? Man Sayas, who's going to listen to Akar Sike, that he's going to uproot the pegs, Umashkane, and his tent, the Rohit, and run away? Because he can't just walk away. He's got to run. He's got to get to a Derech Rechoka. He's got to get into the taxi and bust out of there. So he's got to leave his hotel room. He's going to leave his family, leave him. No one's going to do that. So not practical. That's why we're Matawa Besheretz to fix this. Okay. Okay, so the rule is, we saw this, I think a few days ago, maybe a week ago, that the only people who are pushed off to Pesach Sheni are those who are Tamei Meis. Right? That's a tomo that gets pushed off. If you are Tamei Meis on Pesach Rishon, you bring the Pesach Sheni. But, wrong way. Even if you are Tamei Zav or Metzora, right, but an individual who's Tamei, other these things, gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But to judge as to whether or not enough people are Tamei to allow the Pesach Rishon to be brought up to Tumah, we only count Tamei Meis people. But people who are Zav U'Metzora, right, they do not count in that calculation. to make that we have tummy people, enough tummy people to make the Korban Pesach Rishon brought betuma. Okay. So Itmar. Sorry? Right, so that individual gets pushed to Pesach Sheni.
Yeah, but
correct. Right, so what happened over there, though, is we made somebody, we took him away from the Torah. So he's no longer Torah. So we have more people Tameh than Torah. Right, so you're saying...
So practically speaking, the same thing, we count him as a Torah.
So it's the Gemara on Sinai, it says, after Tameh nitchen the Pesach Sheni, enu ra Tameh meis, elagav zav mitzorah, yikom akum din ha Pesach I hear your question. So that seems to be a contradictory rule. If the tzibor is zavu mitzora, they do not make the Pesach betuma. Okay, so what we did was we were talking about this guy. So he can't count as a tahor, but he doesn't count. He doesn't count in the other group. But the other group, which is tamei meis, is now greater than the tahor group, because we take him completely out of the calculation. I think. All right. So Itmar. Itmar, Hayaruban Zavin. So most of Klal Yisrael are Zavin. Umiutan Tamei Mesim. And there's a miut that's Tamei Mes. Amar Rav. So Rav says, Osam Tamei Mesim. Those who are Tamei Mes, Ain Osim Lo Berishon Belo Besheni. They can't do a Pesach Rishon, and they can't do a Pesach Sheni. Rishon Lo Abdi. They can't do the Pesach Rishon. Mishum Dahave Miuta. Because they are a miut. Umiuta Lo Abdi Berishon. And a miut. Can't, if you have all people that are Tamei, as a miut, they don't do Pesach Rishon. Ubisheni nami lo avdi, and they can't do it on Pesach Sheni, because when do you do Pesach Sheni? It's called Hecha da avdi tzibu berishon avid yachid bishon sheni. Only if everybody else is doing it on Pesach Rishon, can you do Pesach Sheni. But here, called Hecha da lo avdi tzibu berishon, here the first group is not doing it Pesach Rishon, because they're Tamei. They get to view them, I guess, as individuals. They're all Tamei. They cannot bring the Pesach Rishon. So the Tzibor didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, so these Miut people who are Yachid can't bring a Pesach Sheni. Right? So again, read it again. Right? So you have Ruban Zavin, Umiutan Tamei Mesim. So Amarav, Osan Tamei Mesim, those Tamei Mesim, they're messed up. Ainan Osim Lo Berishon Lo Besheni. They can't bring either way. Number one, Berishon Lo Avdi, they can't bring Rishon, the Havid Umiuta. They're only a Miut of the Kal. Umiuta Lo Avdi Berishon. And if they're a Miut or Tamei Mesim, they don't bring a Pesach Rishon. And Besheni Nami Lo Avdi, why? Because Kol Hecha, the Avdi Tzibor Berishon, when do you bring a Pesach Sheni? Only if the Tzibor is bringing a Rishon, and you're Tamei Mesim, you can't bring the Rishon. Then Avdi Yochan Besheni. But Kol Hecha, the Lo Avdi Tzibor Rishon, but in this case, with the Tzibor is not doing a Pesach Rishon, because they're Tamei, right? Lo Avdi Yochan Besheni. So the Miut can't do the Pesach Sheni. So these guys are pot out of luck. They can't do anything. So Amrul Shmuel says, right, Zilu Amrul Leila Abba, go tell Abba, which I guess is Rav, right, because this is a statement of Rav, Abba is Rav, Zilu Amrul Leila Abba, V'yasu B'nei Yisrael Pesach Mo'ado, what are you talking about? It says V'yasu Pesach Mo'ado. You had to learn from there that the Pesach has to be made, the Korban Pesach has to be brought Bismano. The way you're setting this up now is nobody's bringing the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. Right, there's no Pesach Rishon being brought. So Amar Lehu, so Rav says back, Zil Amru Leh, ki have a kulu zav in my adle. What if everybody was a zav? What would happen there? Ela kevin lo efshar lo efshar, hachanami lo efshar. If it's not possible, it's not possible. Everybody's a zav. So everybody's tummy. Nobody can bring the Korban Pesach. Everyone bringing a zav doesn't count as bringing a Korban Pesach patuma, we just said. So you can't bring a Korban Pesach patuma. They can't bring a Korban Pesach at Hara because they're not Tahar. You can't bring a Tumah. So what do you do? Everybody gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That's also a violation of Moado. Well, okay, so sometimes it doesn't work. You're supposed to bring it Moado, but if it doesn't work, if it's low Efshar, low Efshar. So to hear these people who are Tamei Meis on Pesach Rishon, it's low Efshar and low Efshar. They can't bring it. It doesn't fit into the rules. It's a bizarre case. But yeah, they wouldn't bring a Korban Pesach that year. Okay? Itmar, another case. What? They said that. We just said that the rule that allows Korban Pesach to be brought betumah is only if the majority are Tamei Meis.
these were zoven, so they can't bring it. They're not allowed to bring it, and it doesn't fit the rule of allowing you to bring it betuma, so they get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So, but since nobody brought on Pesach Rishon, so those Yechidim or Torah Nes who couldn't bring on Pesach Rishon, they also can't bring on Pesach Sheni, because only Pesach Sheni is only a make of if there's a Pesach Rishon. So if there's no Pesach Rishon, then they're out. Okay. Itmar, Hayu Ruban Tamei Mason, so most of them are Tamei Mason. So Rov Klal Yisrael is Tamei Mason, so that means, setting that up, Pesach is brought betum, I guess. I said, so therefore the Pesach is brought betumah. Umi Utam Zavin. And immediate to them are Zavin. Apparently the rule is a Zav can't bring the Korban Pesach. Even if the Pesach is brought betumah, the Zav doesn't bring it. So he's going to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Right, Rav Yehuda Amar, ain't Tashlum the Pesach Abba Betumah. Rav Adam Rav Amar, yesh Tashlum the Pesach Abba Betumah. So, quite, that's a machlokas. So you have Rov Kal Yisrael's Tamei Mason. So 75% of the people are bringing the Korban Pesach betumah. Okay, that's more betumah. We have 25% of the people are tamei zav. A zav doesn't go into this calculation, and also cannot bring the korban pesach betumah. So theoretically, he should be pushed off the pesach sheni. The question is there a makeup date of pesach sheni if pesach rishon is brought betumah? So if there's a makeup date for pesach rishon that's brought betumah, then the zav can bring in a pesach sheni. If a korban pesach that's brought betumah is like not real, doesn't have the same status as a pesach rishon that's brought betara, so then the zavin can't even bring a pesach sheni, and these zavin are out of luck, and they wouldn't bring a korban pesach. So Gemara says, maybe this is what the machlok is about. Demand the amar ain't tashlum le pesach haba betumah. According to Demand the amar, who says there is no makeup date for a pesach that was brought betumah, and therefore these zavin wouldn't be able to bring a pesach sheni. Kasavat tumah dechuya betzibor. So it's tumah is just dechuya betzibor. It's not as if you brought the full fledged pesach. We just have this dispensation, and there's no. It's a, I guess, it's a lower level current pesach, and therefore there's no makeup. Umanda Amar Yesh Tashlum the Pesach Baba Tumah. The one who says that there is a makeup for Pesach Baba Tumah, because some of Tumah Hutcher Betzibor. He says no. Tumah becomes Hutcher Betzibor. Once you're bringing the Korban Pesach Tumah, it's as if it's a regular Pesach. It's Hutcher. This is the way you bring the Korban Pesach this year. It's not that we bekoshu or matir it. It's an actual real full-fledged Korban Pesach. All the other rules of Tumah Tara fall away. It's a regular Korban Pesach. So it becomes a regular Korban Pesach. Then the Zavin have a makeup date to bring it on Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says no. Amri lo. No, Kuli Amo Tumah Dechuy Betzibor. Everyone agrees that Tumah is only Dechuy Betzibor. Well, but how come if again the Machlok is what we said before, right? Mar Savra, one holds Tahara Midachai Tumah Lo Midachai. One says that when the Korban Pesach is made Betzibor, then there's a makeup date for it. But if the Korban Pesach is made Betumah, there's no makeup date. Well, Mar Savra, I feel Tumah Nami Midachai. One says no, even if it's Korban Pesach is done Betumah, if you figure out what the logic is, the story is, even if the Korban Pesach is done Betumah, then it gets pushed off. The idea is only a Korban Pesach with Tumah have a makeup date, or does a Korban Pesach have a makeup date? Once you bring the Korban Pesach, it has the status of the makeup date. Itmar, another case. Hayu Shilishi son Zavin, so one third of Klal Yisrael, right, 33.33333, are Zavin. Ushlishi son, and a third of them are Tahorim, and a third are completely Tahor. Ushlishi son Tmei Mason, and a third are Tmei Mason. So now we got a problem here. Son Rav Mani Bar Potish, Osan Tmei Mason, those who are Tmei Mason, Einan Osan Losa Pesach Rishon, Losa Rishon, Losa Sheni. They're out of luck. They can't bring a Pesach Rishon or a Pesach Sheni. Why? Barishon Lo Avdi, they can't bring the Korban Pesach the first day, Pesach Rishon, because it's not being Bor Petahara. It's not being Bor Petumah, because Higdilu Zavon Al Tahorim Lo Avdi. Sorry, they don't do it, right, because they're Tamei Mason. And the Korban Pesach is not being Bor, there's not a majority of Tamei Mason to bring the Korban Pesach for Tahara, so they don't bring it. Now, Hikdilu Zavin ala Tahorim, Delo Avdi Betuma, Bahavale Tmei Mason, that's the whole thing. Hikdilu Zavin ala Tahorim, Delo Avdi Betuma, Bahavale Tmei Mason, Miuta, Umiuta, Lo Avdi Berishon. If you take the Tahorim and the Zavim, so that's the Rove, the Tmei Mason are the Miut, and the Miut can't bring a Korban Pesach Rishon Betuma. So they follow the Rishon. I Besheni Lo Avdi, why can't they bring in a Pesach Sheni? Because, at that, what happened by Pesach Sheni? It starfu zavin into Tmei Mason to Avdi Berishon, right? Bahavale ruba ruba michle Pesach Sheni. So what ends up happening is I'm not going to go through the zavim. I guess, but by time Pesach Sheni comes around, the zavim are already tahor. So then, what you have on Pesach Sheni is a rove of Klal Yisrael trying to bring a Pesach Sheni, and I don't think that's allowed over here, right? If you end up having a rove of Klal Yisrael that did bring a Pesach Rishon, they don't bring the Pesach Sheni, right? That seems to be what's going on. He says, but Sheni lo avdi, right? Because nitzarfu zavim tmei mesim, you have the zavim with tmei mesim, the lo avdi berishon. Then you have a majority of Klal Yisrael who didn't bring in the Pesach Rishon. By the ruba, then it ends up being that rove of Klal Yisrael needs to bring the Pesach Sheni. Vil ruba lo mitchli Pesach Sheni, and rove are not ever pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So the zavim also are out. The zavim also, the zavim don't bring a Pesach Rishon because they're tamei. They don't bring a Pesach Sheni because combined with the tamei mesim, they're a rove of Klal Yisrael, and a rove doesn't bring on Pesach Sheni. Okay. All these calculations and permutations that you plug in the rules. I have to switch to the next volume.
Yeah,
about to bring it. Okay. You guys at least have the Gemara on the page? Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. So now the next Mishnah goes as follows. Pesach shenizrak dama. Korban Pesach, the blood is thrown on the Mizbeach because we thought everybody was tahor. But achar kach no deshu tameh. After we threw the blood, we become aware that at the time the blood was thrown, the group that we threw the blood for was tameh. So what do? So they weren't really ro'oi for the korban at that moment. Mishnah says, hatzitz miratzeh. The tzitz is miratzeh, the tzitz grabs it, kasher is basically kasher of the korban, and they don't have to bring Pesach Sheni, they're yotzei with the Pesach Rishon. They probably can't eat now the Pesach, but they're yotzei. Alright, they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Now, this idea, nitma haguf, Start again. Okay, scratch that. Ha Pesach shenizrak damo. The Pesach that the blood was thrown, the achar kagel shehu tameh, that found out the blood is tameh. The blood of the meat is tameh. So the tzitz is going to be meratzeh on the blood or the meat, right? The tzitz that the Kohen Gadol is wearing. And therefore, the tumah of the korban is kashered, basically. And the bailim are potter for making a Pesach sheni. But nitma haguf, if it turns out that the body, the person was tameh, that the tzitz is only talking about the korban. But if after the zrika we figure out that the person who brought the korban was tameh at the time of the zrika, ain't a tzitz meratzeh. The tzitz does not kasher the korban, and he wouldn't have done a good korban, and he would have to bring a pesach sheni. The Gemara says, because we say, the Chacham say, hanazir, there's a nazir who brings certain korbanos at the end of his yemei nazirus, the osa pesach, and the person who's bringing the korban pesach, Hatzitz miratza al tumas adam, the tzitz kashers if the blood or the carbon is tameh, the ain hatzitz miratza al tumas aguf. But the tzitz is not going to be miratza the tumas aguf. So it's for the nazir, it makes perfect sense. If the nazir became tameh, well then he just uprooted his entire calculation of becoming tahor. The whole purpose of the nazir is bringing the carbonos is because he went through his 30 days b'tahara. If he became tameh, well he's now doesn't have the count, the calculation. And also, someone doesn't cover Pesach, if he's Tamu, he brings his carbon, as an individual, he has to bring Pesach Sheni. Okay. Nitma Tumas HaTahom. So if now the person became Tamu with Tumas HaTahom, then the Tzitz is Meratzeh. We just said that the Tzitz is not Meratzeh Tumas HaGuf, but there's certain types of Tuma called Tumas HaTahom, which is basically Tuma that was never known before. Right? We never knew that there was a person buried on this road. Never knew. This guy passed on this road, he walked over it, and he brings the Korban Pesach. Then all of a sudden, Erev Pesach, they're doing some excavations, and they find there's a burial ground over there. It's not Byzantine, it's Jewish, right? There's a burial ground there, it's called Tumas Tahom, it's this previously unknown Tumah, that sits, for whatever reason, is going to be Meratzeh on that, right? The Rashi, by Nitma Gufo, he says, but Tumas Tahom, he says, "Betumas Suffolk." It's a tumah that was Suffolk in the first Gemara. Hari Zimaratza. The halacha l'moshe misinahi. So you can't argue. It's halacha l'moshe misinahi. The hutra tumas atahom lehem. Right? He quotes a Tosefta. Tosefta at the end of the fifth, sixth parak in Pesach. Right? So amrulo kever hayi imcha bebayish nechnas nabo. If they said to him, by the way, you should know, we just found a grave in the house you went into, or tachas ha'evan sheishafta leh, or under a stone that you sat on it. Vinodelo ad shelo asa pescho. And it's told to him that they found this only after he brought the Pesach. But if he really did it, ain't Sarich Lassos Pesach Sheni. Because it's Tumas Tahom. If they tell him beforehand, then it becomes known before he brought the Korban Pesach. If they only tell him afterwards, I mean they only found his grave after he brought the Korban Pesach, the tzitz is Meratzeh. So even though the tzitz is not meratz on tumas aguf, it's meratz on tumas aguf that comes about from tumas tahom, from this previously unknown tumah. Mara says, Taima, the reason why the tzitz is meratz, right, because is the nizrak. right? The tzitzis was marasik when the korban became tamei. The tzitzis ratza the nizrak the achar kach noda, because you threw the blood and only afterwards became aware of the tumah. Aval noda, but if he knew in advance that he was tamei, the achar kach nizrak, and then the blood was thrown, lo maratza. The tzitzis is not maratza in that situation, and he would have to bring a pesach sheni. The gemara is going to ask the stira or remenu. We'll ask the following question: Alma hatzitz maratza. What is the tzitz maratza? Right. So what is the tzitz? What is the tzitz kasher? He says al hadam for tumas of the blood, al habasar tumas of the meat, val achelev shenitma and the fats that became tamei, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. Whether they became tamei b'shogeg b'mezid, bein b'onis bein b'ratzon bein b'korban yachid bein b'tzibor. Right. So he says the tzitz maratza everything. So it's said over here bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. So look at Rashi by the Gemara. He says bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. He says kasoka daitak to hachikamar. The assumption, again, just ruin the assumption, the question goes away. The assumption that the Gemara makes, Shazarku Bein Meshogeg Bein Bemezid, that they threw it, Bein Meshogeg Bein Bemezid, Meshogeg meaning not knowing he was Tamei, or Bemezid knowing that he was Tamei, right? Umeshani, the high Shogeg, Umezid, Atumakai, Avazrika, but you know the Shogeg. We're going to answer that the Shogeg Umezid is not to do that whether we knew he was Tamei or didn't know he was Tamei. They said we knew he was Tamei. The question is, how did he become Tamei? He didn't know he was Tamei. Did he become Tamei B'shogeg or become Tamei B'mezid? Okay, we would think maybe if the guy purposely becomes Tamei, you know, then you wouldn't, the tzitz wouldn't be Maratza. You would see. So Amar Ravina. Ravina says no. Tumaso bein B'shogeg bein B'mezid Hortza. Zrikaso B'shogeg Hortza. B'mezid lo Hortza. So that's what he says. That if the korban became Tamei, whether it was nitma b'shogeg or b'mezid, so whether it became shogeg like a sheretz fell on it, or b'mezid that someone purposely walked up to the karbon and touched it and makes it tamei, the tzitz is meratze. However, zrikaso, if you're throwing the blood, then only if you throw the blood b'shogeg, meaning not knowing that the person was tamei, is the tzitz meratze. But b'mezid, if you throw the blood after knowing that the person was tamei, then the tzitz is not meratze. Rav Shila gives a different answer. Rav Shila Amar, Zrikaso, Bein B'shogeg, Bein B'mezid, Hortza. Tumaso, B'shogeg, Hortza, B'mezid, Lo Hortza. So he says, he seems to answer the way we were saying it. He says that, listen, if you throw the blood, whether or not you knew the person was Tamei or not, opposite what we just said, it's going to work. It's going to work with the Eved. But when it comes to Tum of the Karban, only if the Karban became Tamei B'shogeg does the tzitz work. If the carbon became tamei b'mezid, it won't work. So Gemara says, "Ela hadikatani bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid." So what does it mean, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid? Haki ka'amar. If it was nitma b'shogeg, if the carbon became shogeg, became tamei b'shogeg, and then it was zarko, and then you threw the blood, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid hortza. Doesn't matter if you knew the carbon was tamei, you didn't know the carbon was tamei. If you threw the blood, it is going to be hortza. That's according to Rav Shila. And Rav Shilok then continues, Vahadikatani, and what does our Mishnah say? What our Mishnah says, though, our Mishnah says, Damsha Nizrak V'achrach Noda, that it's only the blood that was thrown, and only afterwards you knew about that the person was Tamei, that's Hitches Maratza. Time of the Nizrak V'achrach Yoda, Avol Noda V'achrach Nizrak Lo. So why are you saying now that you can even throw the blood if you throw the blood, and it's Hitches Maratza if you knew the person was Tamei? So he says, no, who atin afilu noda v'yachrak nizrak. The din is that even if you knew that there was tuma and you threw the blood v'mezid, knowing that there was tuma over there, nevertheless, v'hadikatani nizrak v'yachrak noda, so why does it say that you threw it and only then found out? Mishum debayil masne seifa, again, it's for consistency's sake in the Mishnah. Mishum debayil masne seifa, the seifa says, nitma haguf in a tzitz meratze. There, it's talking about where the guf became tamei. The afilu nizrak v'yachrak noda lo. Because there, even if you threw the blood and then you found out, then it's not going to be Maratze. Ketani Reisha Nami Nizrak V'Akach Noda. Just consistency's sake. The first the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about where the blood became Tamei. So there, the blood became Tamei. It said blood becomes Tamei, or the carbon becomes Tamei. It doesn't matter if you knew before or knew after. You throw the blood and the carbon is good. Hi, so why does it seem to make the deal that says Nizrak v'acharkach get nitma, which seems to imply that only if you didn't know the meat was tamei? Just for consistency in the seifa, we're talking about the korban of the guf. We're talking about the tomb of the guf. By the tomb of the guf, it makes a difference. For consistency's sake, in the language, again, Mishnayos are always trying to learn Baal Peh. It's easy. They always find these tricks
to remember things. So if you have consistency in the Mishnah, it's easier to learn it Baal Peh. Okay. Now the Mishnah said about Tumas at the home. Okay, so the Mishnah says, right, if the Nazir, the Osa Pesach, was Tami Tumas Guf, because Tumas at the home, the Tzitz is Meratzen. Normally, the Tzitz is not Meratzen, anybody who's Tami Guf, except for by the Korban Pesach, except for the Tumas to home. So Boi Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says, Kohen HaMiratze B'Korban Oseyem. So this is the Kohen who's bringing the Korban Nazir, he's making the mark of the Korban Pesach. Hutra lo Tumas to home olo. Does the Tumas at the home, this Heter Tumas at the home, apply only to the Bailim, to the owners of the Korban Pesach, or does it apply even to the person doing the Avoda, to the Kohen? Right, so Kohen HaMiratze B'Korban Oseyem, Hutra lo Tumas to home olo. Mi Amrinan, do we say, Ki Gemiri, when we had this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of the Heter of Tumas at the home, that's B'Bailim, it's only by the owners, but B'Kohen Lo Gemiri, but we don't have this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai by the Kohanim. O Dilma, or do we say, B'Zivcha Gemiri, the idea of Tumas at the home is in the whole process of bringing the Karban. So Tumas at the home applies to the Karban, then it would apply to everybody, including the Kohen. Right, O Dilma, B'Zivcha Gemiri, Lo Shna B'Kohen, Lo Shna B'Bailim, it would make no difference. So Amar Rava, Rava's going to try to answer the suffix. Tashma, let's bring a raya. Detani, right, Detani Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia taught. Lo Amru Tumas to home. We say the idea of Tumas to home. Ella Lemes Bilvad. It's only when it comes to Tumas to home of a mace. Again, Tumas to home means unknown Tuma. So it's only the person became Tame Mace via this previously unknown Tuma. Right, she says Tumas to home, Ella Lemes Bilvad. Mace, meaning mace. What's that coming to exclude? Which other tumas to home does Rabbi Chiya talking about that the tzitz is not meratze? Lav lemuute tumas hatahom the sheretz. Must be talking about tumas to home of a sheretz. Meaning, the guy was put his hands into some sort of dirt. Well, we had no idea there was a sheretz there. Turns out after he puts his hands in, someone tells him, by the way, you were rummaging around over there. There was a sheretz. We just found it afterwards. So b'mayaskinan. So we're talking about Tumas Tohom v'Sheretz. So what are we talking about? B'mayaskinan. In name of b'baylim. If we're talking about Tumas of a Sheretz of a Bailim, and we need the tzitz to be meratzeh ukeman. And so who are we talking about? Which type of person? Ibn Nazir mi mahani bey. If we're talking about a guy who's a Nazir, so even if he touched the Sheretz, that doesn't uproot his counting. The only thing that would uproot his counting would be Tumas Meis. So the Sheretz would have no impact on him anyway. Right, Ibn Nazir, mi mahanibe, ki yomus mesalov, right, Amar Rahmana. So we can't be talking about the guy who's Tumas to home, what? Tumas to home of the Sheretz. Ella, it's for Osa Pesach. We're talking about a guy who's bringing Korban Pesach. Guy's bringing Korban Pesach, and he suddenly becomes aware that where he stuck his hand in, there was a Sheretz. But Osa Pesach. So hanich lamanda amar, ein shochtin ve ein zorkin al tamei Sheretz. That's why I mentioned before, the guy's tamei Sheretz. Remember, by tonight, he's going to become Tahor. Because tonight, he's going to go to Mikvah, his sun's going to set, and he's going to become Tahor and can eat the Korban Pesach. So according to the Manda Amar, says that you still do not throw the Korban Pesach for that type of person. Okay, so that's the case. El Lamanda Amar al Tamei Sheretz, Shoktim Mezorka Tamei Sheretz, according to Manda Amar, says that you do the Korban Pesach for somebody's Tamei Sheretz. Hashta Tuma Yudua. So if he's Tamei for sure of a Tamei Sheretz, we throw the blood for him, and he's marked with the Korban Pesach. So, Tuma Ashta Tuma Yadua Hutrolo Tuma Satom Lo Kol Shekain. Of course, it was a previously unknown Tuma. So, who cares? If he was known Tuma, we would bring the Korban Pesach for him. If it's unknown Tuma, we're also going to bring the Korban Pesach to him. So, what's this idea? What's this idea of Tuma Satom of the Sheretz that you're not going to be that the Sheretz that sits is not going to work? Elav must be talking about the Kohen. He must be talking about the Kohen is Tame Tuma Sheretz to home. Ushmami no, Huchilo Tumas to home. And you see from here that it's only by the Tumas Sheretz of a Kohen does the Tzitz not work. For Tumas Sheretz to home, but the Tumas to home of a mace, it would work. Right? It's a whole to do. But what comes out, the only case that you have that we're talking about, again, he says that you only say Tumas to home, that Tzitz and Ratz and Tumas to home on Tumas mace, and not on Tumas Sheretz. So it's excluding Tumas Sheretz. So who are we discussing that it works for the mace, Tumas mace, but doesn't work for the Sheretz? Well, we're not talking about the Nazir, because a Nazir, Tumas Sheretz, doesn't do anything. And we're not talking about an individual, because an individual is Tumas Sheretz, you throw the blood for him anyway.
So we must be talking about the Kohen. So it must mean that the Kohen who's Tomei Tumas Tomei Sharetz, the Tzitz is not Meratzah. But he's Tomei Tumas Mace, the Tzitz Batom, the Tzitz is Meratzah. That answers our question, that Tumas, the Halakha Moshe Mishinai, that the Tzitz is Meratzah, Tumas Tahom, applies even to the Kohen. Okay, not so bad. Okay, so Amar Rav Yosef, says no. You thought that was confusing. Now this one, Amar Rav Yosef, no. He says no. All right, La'olam Bebailim, we're talking about the Bailim, we're talking about a Korban Pesach. And it's lumuute, it's coming to exclude a different type of tumah, meaning that sits is maratzah on tumas tahom of tumas mace, and not for the kohen but for the bailim. What type of tumah is that sits not maratzah? What's it not maratzah on? It's lumuute tumas tahom de ziva, the tumas tahom of somebody who's a zav, who's somebody that's flowing. Okay, so you have a zav. The case would be a zav, right? So it's the last day that he's supposed to become tahor, and at the time he threw the, he has to wait till the night. So at the time that they threw the blood, he thought that that night he's going to be tahor and he'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach. After they throw the blood, he has another flow. So he has another flow. So therefore he uprooted his previous counting. So limafreya, it becomes clear to us that at the moment of time of the Zerika, he wasn't right to eat the Korban Pesach tonight, even though that at that time nobody knew whether he's going to be tahor or not. So technically it's tumas tahom, because it's unknown tumah. So you, and then it comes out that he has the flow. So you might have thought that the tzitz would be maratza on that. Kamash malan, too, comes to Rabbi Chiya to tell you, no, the tzitz is only maratza on tumas meis to home. It's not maratza on tumas ziva to home. Point, because it's unknown at the time. Tumah of the depths. So tumah of the depths, right? So if you look at Tosos, Tosos asks a question.
Yeah, I got that, but yeah. It seems like
right, but I think it has to be, and I think it has to be where the assumption now is that you're going to be continuing in Tahara. That's what I think. Right? Tosos, I think, is asking your question. He says, the second class Tosos, Im Tomar, Heichi Shayach Tumas Tahom B'Sheretz. How is there Tumas Tahom by a Sheretz? B'halo Matama Ela B'Maga. Right, it's only if your Tumas Sheretz is where you're touching it. But Tumas HaTahom Eina Begoloi, and Tumas HaTahom, the way you really learn it, is that it's not revealed, it's unknown, it's not there, right? Tumas HaTahom, right, Eina Begoloi, Ela Mechusa V'Tamam V'Afor V'Tevin V'Tzorar, it's called V'Yish Lomar, Kigon Sheyachnis Yodo V'Afor V'Naga. So he's only asking the question by Tumas Sheretz. I hear you, by the Tumas HaTahom of a Zava, it's not like it's unknown Tumah. It's just it's not expecting it, but so you're never expecting any tumah to come about. I hear you. So just to get this finished over here, that Rav Chiya is saying is that we try to bring with Rav Chiya to say that we're discussing the case of tumas mace of the Kohen, because the Brisa said that tumas tahom that sits is only maratza of tumas tahom of a mace bilvad and comes to exclude something else. So it comes now to say, oh, it's excluding tumas tahom of ziva, however that's defined. But it's nothing to do with the kohen. So if it's nothing to do with the kohen, we have no raya one way or another as to whether the tzitz is maratz on tumas tahom of the kohen. It's only discussing the tumas tahom of the owner. Okay, we'll stop here because no one has the gemara to go forward. All right, have a good day. Oh, yeah?